News analyst Daniel Shore notes that one person who's watching the administration's decision on steel very closely is the British Prime Minister.
It looks as though Tony Blair will finally get his reward for his loyal support of the Americans in Iraq, which he has maintained at great jeopardy to his own position at home. There was widespread chagrin in Britain last month when President Bush came and went without announcing any concession on two issues that have been agitating Britain. One was the tariff on imported steel, which the World Trade Organization has condemned as illegal and subject to retaliation. The other was the nine British subjects who are being held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as enemy combatants. On steel, Bush said that Blair had raised the subject two or three times. "It is on his mind, it is on my mind," the president said. On the detainees, the president said, "We are working with the British government, apparently to good effect. Time magazine reports that more than 100 detainees may soon be released from Guantanamo. The nine Britons would be released separately. And there are press reports that the administration has decided to rescind the steel tariff to avoid threatened retaliation by European and other countries. These concessions may help to restore some of Blair's tattered prestige, not only in Britain, but on the continent, where the Prime Minister's claim to be a bridge with America has been taking a terrible beating lately. His romance with Bush has been made to appear one-sided and soft-headed. The Bush administration, which sometimes appears to treat its allies like lapdogs, is showing an unusual degree of accommodation. The White House may have had to overrule Attorney General John Ashcroft on the detainees and the steel industry on the tariffs. Both these decisions display a degree of pragmatism not always evident in the Bush administration." This is Daniel Shore.